Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, so cool, we talked to an eggshell grader. That's right, she grades the eggs. Her name's Nikki. She makes $64,000 a year. Boom. All right, on the phone with this morning is Sean, who lives in Auburn. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary, by the way. That's awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, Sean. We're excited, man. So all we know right now is you're a vocational services coordinator.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Don't you dare, Sean, with a W. So the way this works, Sean, is we're going to put a minute on the clock, okay? And we're just going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, you know, we'll play a song, we'll take a quick break, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back. We are all going to guess what we think you make based on what you told us, but then you will share your salary, okay? So we're going to make a game out of this.
Perfect.
Okay. Have you ever heard Share Your Salary on the radio before?
Couple times.
Okay, yeah. So maybe you didn't know. Yeah, we like to make it a game. We like to build the suspense. We don't just give it away now. Here it is, okay. Sean.
I get it.
60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
Am I freaking you out with my Red Hot Chili Peppers
lyrics? Yeah, there's a lot of song and dance today.
I've had a lot of caffeine. I am firing on all 12 cylinders. Here we go. 60 seconds. Gabe, if you are ready, begin.
Sean, what do you do basically at your job?
I pretty much help out people that are either disabled or, injured from an injury and help them get back into the workforce.
Okay, so are these people that have lost their jobs because of their injury?
No, that's more of work source. I kind of evaluate and assess them to see if they can get back into the workforce, I guess, if that makes sense. So they can come. They don't have to have a job right away.
Vocational, isn't that like speech therapy? Dumb question.
No, it could be anything. It could be physical or mental.
Okay.
I just like the way Sean keeps laughing at us. With every question, we're dumber and dumber.
No.
So Sean, would you say then your job is to evaluate like workman's comp and disability, the money they're getting paid for that, and whether or not they're ready to go back to work and get off that?
Yes.
Ah!
Do you plan on staying there for a long time?
I just started this job. I've been here for 3 months.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Jeep.
How old are you?
I'm sorry, the timer went off, and we can get to the follow-up conversation in a minute. Sean's making me laugh now. All right, in the meantime, you're great, Sean. If you want to text your guest in right now to 253-642-9653, what do you think Sean is making? He said he just started this job in Auburn as a vocational service coordinator. Text your guest, put your name where you live on it. I'll use it as my guess, your text. And we're going to find out in 3 minutes how much Sean makes because he's going to tell us right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sean. He lives in Auburn. He is a vocational services coordinator. Before we do the deal here, Gabe, what did we just learn about Sean?
He's only been doing it for about 3 months. He does drive a Jeep. He helps people, like, whether they had, like, an injury or whatnot, get back to work. And it's not just speech. It can be, like, physical or anything else.
Okay. I got to go first. I'm going to use a text here from Brandy, who is also in Auburn. So I'm thinking she's got the intel. Maybe she ran into Sean at the gas station. That, like, Conoco over there by Dave and Buster's. Sean, how much do you make? I make 60.
I make.
Oh, no!
I make.
No!
Not yet!
Rhetorical! Come on, vocational guy. Oh, come on.
Rhetorical. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm gonna say 60. We better get this done quick. Okay. Gabe, what do you think?
I'm going to say 83.
Oh, big money. Captain Ron.
So I think he's being humble with his Jeep, but he owns a bunch of land. He's making good money. I'm going to say like 75.
Ron's yelling.
Yeah, he is. Well, we all know.
He owns a bunch of land.
We have to talk loud so Sean doesn't blow the bit.
Yeah.
Okay, 60, 75, 83. Those are our guesses. Whew. Finally, we've reached that point in the conversation, Sean, where you're going to end the guesswork and tell everybody how much money you actually make. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
$55,000.
Oh, man. This is a little.
That's like three in a row.
I'm on a heater. I'm hot. Yeah. Give me a lottery ticket. Okay. Sean, you said you just started. So do you plan to make more doing this, or do you do this because you're one of those good people that likes to help others?
Yeah. So I actually just got out of the military, and I did the HR thing for a little bit, but this job is great. I love it. I work with people that, you know, had gone through a rough time, whether it's an injury, like I said, or any type of disability, whether they're deaf or whether they're, you know, anything, and help them get back into the workforce. So I feel like that's more satisfying to me than the money. The money will come eventually. I've always been told, chase great management, not the money. So
yeah, good for you.
And be happy. Yeah, money will follow if you're happy and you do a good job with you. That's strong words.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I do need to know, do you do the Jeep thing where you put rubber duckies on other cars?
No, but someone has done it to me and I didn't understand the reference.
I don't even know what that means.
Did
I thought,
you just throw the duck on the ground?
I thought Jeep people waved at each other. What is the ducky thing? People put ducks on each other's cars?
Yeah, and the handle.
Did not know.
Yes. I don't know what it means, but someone did it to me. I kept the rubber ducky. It's actually on my dash because I don't know who did it, but... thanks for that.
Hey, pay it forward, okay, rubber ducky guy with the Jeep?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.